All right, we are live. Hey, everybody, it's the Android Headline Show. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd. We're shaking it up a little bit tonight instead of doing it on a Thursday. Tonight is going to be episode 111, so triple ones. We're going to be bringing you a different show tonight just because our schedules are a little crazy this week. News is a little light, but does not mean we're not going to have fun. So we've got Alex tonight, obviously from the site, so I want to say hi.
What's up, everybody?
We try to get Kevin on, but, you know, this has been a tough week for schedules, so we'll see. Maybe next week, who knows?
He doesn't like us talk.
Who knows? Maybe not. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Google Play Music. They dropped something pretty big today. Alcatel and their newest offerings. The latest Cyanogen phone, the Xperia Z3 Plus, or whatever Sony feels like calling it this week, and the Amazon Echo. So we'll go ahead and jump into that Google Play Music thing. Basically, in response to the Apple Music service, which launches on the 30th, Google Play Music is now going to be offering a free sort of Pandora or Spotify style radio. It's going to be using the curated playlists that they adopted into the app. I think it was ended last year. I don't remember what company they bought the deal. I didn't write it down. It doesn't matter. They bought some company. They have a group of people that curate playlists.
So Songza.
Yeah, Songza, that's it. So whenever you open up Google Play Music, there's a top banner of, like, I think it's usually five or six different sections, and then within each section there's subsections, and then playlists for each subsection. So you have a whole bunch of different curated stuff that changes all the time. It changes for the time of day, the time of year, different moods, if you want to gym. It's a really, really phenomenal resource of different playlists and stuff. Sometimes it repeats. Most of the time, I see a lot of different stuff. Point is, though, is that it's going to be free from now on. So if you don't feel like paying the $10 a month, there you go. You can jump on there and get that. If the app update is not already rolled out, it's supposed to be rolling out soon. Same thing with the web store, too. Not store, whatever, the web interface. So that's both Android and iOS, so there's apps for both. So it's nice to see competition. I know I've been wanting Google Music to do something for free for a while, even if it was just an ad-supported thing like this. So it's nice to see. I don't know specifically what kind of granular controls you're going to have, because I know one of the things I like a lot about how Google Music does, I guess, just playlists in general, but, you know, specifically the radio, is you can usually skip, go back as many times as you want. You're not stuck just going forward, pausing, or whatever. You can also rearrange the order of the playlist. So if you check out the radio and you see some 10 songs down that you've already heard right now, you just move it up and there you go. So see if that kind of functionality is available in the free version. Once we're able to test that a little bit more, then, you know, we'll let you know. But until then, we'll have to find out. Next thing is Alcatel OneTouch. They have become the official business partner of the Toronto FC. They're also launching the Idol 3 in Canada. Bell, Telus, and Videotron at the end of the month, which I guess is basically now since it's the 23rd. Only got a handful of days here left. So, Alex, you actually went to an event this week that they put on. So tell us about that.
Yeah, Alcatel OneTouch invited us into basically Toronto FC's field, BMO field in Toronto. They're basically the official smartphone partner of Toronto FC, which is their Major League Soccer team up there in Toronto. They have a beautiful stadium. We got to see Toronto FC take on New York City FC Saturday night. About 30,000 people turned out, so it was pretty packed. It kind of reminded me of what ZTE did with the Knicks, the Warriors, and the Rockets late last year, where they became the official smartphone of those three teams. But Alcatel did a bit differently. They actually have a phone that's coming out, you know, with this partnership. ZTE just showed us a bunch of phones that are only available in China, you know. They didn't have any phone launching with the partnership. Alcatel has the Idol 3 launching in Canada, which we've had in the U.S. for about, month and a half now. I think I reviewed this, like, the beginning of May, maybe late April. It's a really good phone. It's $249. I'm not sure where it's going to be in Canada because it's not available unlocked. It's only through the carrier, so carriers decide the pricing, unfortunately. But you have dual front-facing JBL speakers on here. I think it's a 13-megapixel camera on the back. The camera takes some really good pictures, especially in HDR. I got some at the game, and I was pretty surprised at the difference between HDR and just the regular like camera shots. It's stock Android Lollipop as well. It should be coming to the rest of, I think, Europe during the summer. So they'll be having different, events throughout the countries in Europe to, hype up the launch and get it ready to go, basically. But it was a pretty nice event.
Yeah, I like when they do stuff like that. And, like you said, I actually launch a phone with it is great, too. Not just some kind of new partnership.
Yeah, they're going to have, all the game highlights. There'll be special highlights shown on the Idol 3 that you, I guess there'll probably be, an app. There's going to be some social media integration, all kinds of stuff. And then, obviously, Elkitel One Touch is being shown all over the stadium, so that gets more eyes seeing the brand, even though they're already pretty big in Canada.
Yeah, and that brand seems to have been growing considerably over, I would say, even just the last year. They've really been doing a good job with making it much bigger.
They are now number 5 in North America. They were 15 just a couple years ago, so that's a huge chunk.
That's a big chunk.
But they also transitioned from smartphone or feature phones to smartphones. So that right there is going to be a huge jump anyways. The only ones ahead of them are Samsung and Apple, obviously, LG, and ZTE, which was my surprise. I didn't know ZTE was number 4 in North America. But they said they're closing in number 4, so that might not last too much longer.
Yeah, I think a lot of these prepaid phones, you don't necessarily realize who has what phone, but there's a lot of prepaid phones out there. That's definitely a point of choice for a lot of people.
The Idol 3 has been selling pretty well for them here in the U.S. too, and I'd expect the same thing in Canada. Although here it's been unlocked in Canada, it won't be unlocked, so...
Yeah, and that'll be interesting to see what the carrier stuff does to the popularity of it, the price of it, and all that stuff. Because
this one
part
does.
Of the charm is the fact that it's only $250 unlocked.
This one does have a pre-installed app from Telus, but it's just like their My Account app. Other than that, I don't see anything that. Oh, there's Telus featured apps, but other than that, I don't see anything that wasn't on the unlocked US version here. So, just two apps, and one you're probably going to use anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So, speaking of phones that you may or may not have heard of before, there's a new Chinese company called Zhuk, or Zuck. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's not sponsored by Mark Zuckerberg, though, so don't worry. It's only sponsored by Lenovo. Basically, it's a brand new Chinese company. They're going to be launching a phone sometime towards the end of the year called the Z1. This is, I think it's going to be CyanogenMod's newest partnership. I don't know if they have any other ones coming out between now and then, but I believe this makes it their fourth. No, it's more than that. They got like half a dozen phones now or something.
There's OnePlus, there's Micromax, well, there's two for Micromax. Well,
there's two
U's. Actually. There's that one in Indonesia, it was a smart friend.
Yep.
Actually, I think
the
Alpha Tower 1, right? Yeah, but we don't know when that's
coming. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, this is coming in the year anyway, so it's not like it's anytime soon. Either way, they really seem to pick up a lot of steam.
They also have Blue. They're doing that Google CyanogenMod phone. I keep forgetting about that because it's not going to be any Google apps on it.
Yeah. I forgot about that one, too. So, well, regardless, this is another one in the pot. So it's tons of choices. You want CyanogenMod out of the box, you're going to have lots of stuff to pick from this year. Really, really great stuff. I'm a huge CyanogenMod fan. I have been for a very long time, so more power to them. It's nice to see them putting this stuff on phones. At least for this one, we assume is going to be cheap, like most of the other ones are. Really, the only thing that we've heard about this is it's supposed to have a large battery, a fingerprint scanner, and then, of course, CyanogenMod OS. This will be the first that Zuck puts out. So there may be one or two phones this year. We're not really sure, but it's basically the announcement that hey, Lenovo's making this company at some point. Here's the spiel. Have fun. So,
yeah, cool. It's kind of like what Apple did with OnePlus. So we'll see how it works out. See if it's any different than how OnePlus's first year was.
Yeah, and you know, different companies. They're obviously handling the backing because I know OnePlus. Oh, yeah. They felt like they tried to keep the Oppo funding a secret. I don't really know why, but
yeah,
you know,
Lenovo
is obviously not hidden.
It's kind of surprising that Lenovo is doing this because you know they already make smartphones themselves. Now they have Motorola, you know, for all the Western markets. So now they're making a third, like, it's not even just a brand. It's like another OEM.
Yeah.
Maybe it's for everywhere that Lenovo and Motorola are not, which I don't think is many places.
Well, and it could just be like Micromax with the U brand, because that's still only in India, you know, and it's just for a different market. So maybe instead of, you know, hey, this is another Lenovo phone in the sea of Lenovo phones, here's something completely different.
And with them saying big battery, that tells me it's going to be for China because a lot of the Chinese phones have big batteries, and it's because of the networks over there. Their networks just hog so much battery. Yeah. One big example is the Mi Note Pro. I used that last time I was in China, and the battery life on their networks versus T-Mobile or AT&T here in the States, it's totally different. It's probably about twice as good here in the U.S. as it is over there. It's pretty much average over there. Yeah. And it's got like 3,200 milliamp battery, I think. So it's not small.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting network situation over there. They're in India and a lot of other countries in that part of the world have some pretty crazy network topographies.
And a lot of them do dual SIM. Some of them are doing triple SIM now. I think Blue might have a triple SIM phone. But
as if you don't have enough confusion already.
Well, that's better than, you know, popping SIMs in and out because I know
I totally agree.
What's really cool now is they're doing a lot of SIM card slots that double as a micro SD card slot. But then if you use a micro SD, you can't do dual SIM. So compromises.
That's peculiar. I haven't seen that one yet.
It's just like most of them are doing that now.
I know a lot of the ones that I have, they have dual SIM and then like nested under the trays is the micro SD slot, but I haven't seen them combined yet. Or you'll have those ones where it's the little tray that has both.
The Mizu M2 Note, it has one is nano and one is micro. The nano one, I think it's the nano one. It's like turned sideways so it still fits the micro SD card. It's like kind of weird. And you wouldn't really recognize it until you put a micro SD card slot or a micro SD in there. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just, they say it's for aesthetics so that you don't have two slots, you know, with pinholes on like each side or even not the same on both sides or one side. It's pretty cool, but I first saw it with the M1 Note, maybe it was the MX4 Pro, but I think it was the M1 Note last year.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I realized it was like a long water. I will touch on lightly just because it's maybe not for everybody, but the Google News Labs thing. Basically, Google has come up with a set of tutorials and things like that to teach journalists about Google tools, how to use them, and all that sort of thing. I think this is meant a lot more towards mainstream journalists, like you were saying, so like ABC, NBC, whatever. Say that these outlets usually are very Apple-centric. I don't want to say Apple biased necessarily, but it seems like a lot of their people on there just don't know about anything else because Apple and all that. I think this is kind of Google's way to make something else out here. Here's what it is, and here's how to use it, and all that stuff. It's more for like YouTube and Drive, Google Drive, and things like that, rather than Android and smartphones. But they could very well move into that.
Yeah, from what I've read from 9to5 Google that day is it looks like Google is giving a SEO boost to a few news sites, but they're not you know, like technology or just technology niche news sites like ourselves, or, you know, even like Engadget, TechCrunch, that do more like the broader range of technology instead of just Android. It's like the people that do like, you know, local or national news, like Washington Post, in White Times, you know, it looks like they're getting an SEO boost out of this, which is nice for them, but, you know, give it to everybody. The tools would be interesting to see how they change over time, because they said they're going to keep updating them and adding more tools. And it's kind of not only competing with Apple, but also Twitter. You know, Twitter is putting out some new news tools so that journalists can keep up with the events, you know, just by watching a hashtag or, you know, something like that. That's what they have in the works right now, which I think would be pretty nice because, you know, with MWC, not everybody's going to be talking about that on Twitter, you know, just the tech guys. But, you know, if you can just watch the MWC 15 or next year be 16 hashtag, you'll catch a whole lot of stuff that you don't necessarily see from, like, you know, the big sites.
Yeah, that's true. It's, I'm sure these kinds of tools will help consumers as well. People just looking for better news aggregation and things like that. So, Sony is bringing the Xperia Z3 Plus to the UK. In fact, it's already available. So if you're interested in picking that up, go ahead and grab it. It should be in your store. The Z4V, as it's being called in the US, is coming to Verizon very soon. Sony is basically packaging the same hardware. It's not exactly the same, but it's extremely similar.
There's a few upgrades. The biggest one is a QHD display and wireless charging.
Yeah.
And it looks nothing like the Z3V/Z4. It still looks like the Z2, like the Z3V did.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like the other thing it did.
Which, I mean, it's not terrible. The Z2 is not an ugly phone, but, you know, you can't really put a Z4 name on that thing. But it has wireless charging. But then also, the Z4 doesn't have flaps on the micro USB port. So I don't care too much about wireless charging now. Just give me quick charge.
Yes, that's true. So it is the Snapdragon 810 variant on both of those, obviously. It's the same base hardware. So I believe we have a review on that, right, from a while ago.
Did
you review on that? I thought you did.
The Z4?
The Z3 Plus.